You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm joined in the studio this morning by local author Leah Angstman, who will be presenting her debut novel tomorrow night at the Boulder Bookstore. Welcome to KGNU and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You live in Louisville, so let's start with what should be the first question. How are you and how is your home?
I am doing all right, all things considered. Our home is still standing. We saw the very beginning of the fire, and we had to evacuate for several days, and it was a nightmare, but we're home now. Our home is still there, and my heart goes out to all the people who have lost their homes.
Turning now to why you were scheduled to come here before the fires broke out. You will be presenting your novel tomorrow night at the Boulder Bookstore. Your novel is Out Front the Following Sea. It's your first book. Tell us about it in your own words.
Yeah, it's my debut novel. It's a historical adventure epic of 17th century New England during King William's War and the tensions between the French and English settlers in the area. And it deals with a love story between a English woman and a Frenchman, and how the tensions of the time play out on their relationship and the whole town's relationship, including swashbuckling pirates and Quakers and Pequot Indians and a whole cast of characters.
And as you say, it's set in the late 17th century in New England, and is, I've been reading it, it's packed with historical detail. Tell us a bit about your academic background and how much research was involved to get that level of detail.
Yeah, most of the research is very current. It's not academic background, but it's I do a lot of research from town records and diaries of people at the time. I like to sift through maps and really, really boring stuff like price lists of how much everything costs and what sort of items people would be planting or eating. I really like to get into what types of fabric people would be wearing and just nitty-gritty details to be able to like help me paint a picture that sometimes challenges what we think the time period would be like in our minds, but just to really let the characters be very human.
And, you know, at the start of the pandemic, a lot of people were like, oh, I'm going to finally write my novel. Were you one of those people, or was this already in process before then?
I was not. This has been in process for 11 years. I actually did not write anything at all during the pandemic. I was so just stifled for any kind of thought outside of where does the next meal come from. But I wrote this after we moved from Boston to Palo Alto in California. Before we moved here, I was very much missing New England and had really been involved in its history at the time that I lived out there. And so I wrote this not necessarily about the area that I lived in, but about the area of that I was very interested in Connecticut. And it's kind of like my love letter to New England after I'd left it.
Well, Leah Angstman, thank you for coming by the KGNU Boulder Studios today. She will be presenting her debut novel tomorrow. That's Tuesday at 6:30 at the Boulder Bookstore. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.